Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, ineye ma'okeru da, medinde kwesi ra nehm pata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'okeru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehm pata akan. There was no attack on America on 9/11. This was a government hit. All conscious Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut knew this immediately. On the day of the fake quote-unquote attack on the World Trade Center, conscious Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut immediately knew that this was a government hit. We knew immediately, within minutes, what the script would be. We knew that it would be blamed on white Arabs and fundamentalist Islam. We knew that Osama bin Laden would be fingered as the ringleader. Some of us stated this to those around us within minutes of the planes flying into the buildings. Within minutes of our predictions, the television networks would begin to broadcast statements mimicking the details of our stated predictions, virtually verbatim. It did not take more than a few weeks for volumes of information to be produced, which proved conclusively that this was a government hit, planned and executed by Bush and his administration, with the collaboration of Clinton and the previous administration, all of whom are figureheads for individuals and groups who are never in the public eye. Individuals and groups who are the true creators and controllers of the national and international policy directives of America, Europe, the Arab world, India, and Pakistan. Of course, this includes the bin Laden family, who have always and continue to work closely with the Bush family. There is no such thing as Al-Qaeda. All of these individuals, groups, and administrations are one. And they all are anti-Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut. Now, years after quote-unquote 9/11, the information exposing it as a government operation is so voluminous that none of us can put forward the excuse that we had no way of knowing the truth. This information can be easily verified through various forms of investigation. The spiritually enslaved Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, however, has fallen and continues to fall for the lies of the so-called white slave master. A deeply seated and deeply seated self-loathing brought about by a conditioned desire to worship the whites and their offspring as divine, messiahs, mahdis, adepts, masters, and bodhisattvas, causes the spiritually enslaved Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut individual to accept disorder at face value. He or she thus accepts, without reservation, the lies offered as explanations given by the whites and their offspring about the nature of the events that took place on 9/11. The spiritually enslaved Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut individual then repeats the lies and miscultivates the lies within the spirits of other spiritually enslaved Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, as well as within the innocent spirits of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut children, consciously violating them in the process. Spiritually enslaved Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut would subsequently fall for the lies surrounding the so-called DC sniper and anthrax scare. Conscious Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut recognized immediately that the sniper and anthrax events were manufactured crises orchestrated by the government and those behind the government to whip up a pseudo-patriotic zeal, particularly within the spirits of the Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut population. Such ill patriots would then beg the government to send their children to war in the so-called Middle East. It would not be long, however, before decades-old written copies of government plans to deliberately create a domestic sniper crisis would surface. It would not be long before government plans to create a domestic chemical warfare crisis would surface. Some of the spiritually enslaved Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who eventually got their hands on this information and investigated the details, proving that the whites and their offspring planned the entire sniper and anthrax scare, were surprised. They would ask conscious Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, "How did you know this before we did?" "It is because we knew our enemy before they did. We know the whites and their offspring. We know that all of them, are spirits of disorder. We know their nature. We know how their ill nature malfunctions in the world. We know the truestory of their behavior and interactions with our population. We understand their unending desire to infect those of us who are asleep. We respect our okra, our se, our ori inu, our soul, the divine seed of consciousness dwelling within the spirits of all Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, and we allow it to guide us. We do not neglect it, and we are therefore led by it through the agency of the Abosom and Nananum Nsamanfuo, the Orisha and Egungun, the Vodou and Kuvita, the Arusi and Muo, the deities and our honored ancestresses and ancestors. We are led by our Akra to physical confirmation of those things that we receive spiritually. We are able to verify through physical investigation what we have uncovered spiritually. But where were and where are the quote-unquote elders and elderesses in Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion? True Nananom, true elders and true elderesses are and have always been among the conscious within Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion. However, pseudo-elders and pseudo-elderesses perpetuated and continue to perpetuate the lies of the whites and their offspring. It defies reason that those who claim to be initiated to Ifa, Afa, Orisha, Abosom, Vodou, Arusi, the divine embodiments of divine order, divine truth in creation, could be disconnected from the reality of what has occurred in the world to the extent that they would repeat lies. It defies reason that one could consult the Orisha, Abosom, Vodou of divine wisdom through divination and return with foolish rationalizations which support and affirm the lies that the whites and their offspring manufactured about 9/11. It defies reason because it is not in harmony with reason. It defies reason because these individuals are disconnected from the Orisha, Vodou, Abosom, Arusi, the divine forces in nature who they claim to be connected to. It defies reason because they are liars themselves. Some have never had an oracular nor ritual connection at all. There are no lessons to be learned from 9/11. For 9/11 was nothing more than a production created by white playwrights and carried out by hired actors and actresses. The events surrounding this production afforded the whites and their offspring the ability to increase the flow of opium and other drugs from the so-called Middle East into Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit communities all over the world, particularly in America. It afforded the whites and their offspring the ability to separate Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit families by sending fathers off to die in a make-believe war. It afforded the whites and their offspring the ability to test biological agents on the Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit troops, which will lead to future mental disorders, to the degeneration of sperm and ovum cells, which will lead to Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnit children being born in the future with weaker immune and other bodily systems if we don't correct the problem. These biological agents, tested in warfare on Afurakani, Afuraikaitni soldiers, male and female, will make them carriers of new manufactured diseases and mental disorders. Some will be predisposed to drug abuse, depression, and other self-destructive behaviors upon return to their families. Some will return with a greater quote-unquote faith in America and patriotism, which is the same thing as being infected with a deadly biological agent, for they will infect the spirits of their families and friends with this disease. Some will return with a greater quote-unquote faith in fictional characters like Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, Buddha, and Brahman, for they will be told that it was these fictional characters who brought them home from the manufactured war. This promotes the insane notion of white supremacy and thereby helps to sustain white rule. Some Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu, will return having engaged in dissexual activity, homosexual activity, thereby perpetuating white domination in their own spirits and the spirits of those with whom they interact upon their return. Some will thus leave secret double lives, creating dissension, disorder, distrust, dissonance, and destruction in their relationships with other Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu. Some will return having embraced interracial coupling. Some will return having embraced the foolish notion that the whites and their offspring with whom they quote-unquote served are family, and the foolish notion that all races are one family. The isolation of thousands of our people in the so-called Middle East, processing their experiences through the distorted lens and perverse rationalizations of white culture and belief, will have a deleterious effect on those relatives and friends to whom they return. This is designed to increase self-hatred and thus self-destructive behavior amongst Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu exponentially. Some, however, will never return from warfare. They will never receive a proper burial by their family. This will work to create disorder from the spirit realm, thus creating dissension, depression, disorder within the spirits of the surviving family for years to come. The creation of 9/11 by the whites and their offspring has as its objective the same objective they have always had towards Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu, and will always have towards Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu, until they, the whites and their offspring, become extinct. They aim to increase our death rate and decrease our birth rate. This is their primary objective. This is population reduction. For those of us who remain alive, the whites and their offspring move to increase our drug and alcohol addiction rate, increase our incarceration rate, increase our hospitalization rate, increase our mental institutionalization rate, increase our divorce rate, increase the rate of dissexuality, homosexuality within our population, increase the rate of crime in our communities, and decrease our employment rate and the growth of entrepreneurship in our communities. The manufacturing of 9/11 facilitated and facilitates the fulfillment of these objectives simultaneously. The whites and their offspring, their culture, and their fake religions are now, have always been, and always will be, until they become extinct, the external threat to Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu. This external threat, however, becomes internal when Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnu embrace and promote the whites and their offspring, their culture, and their fake religions on any level. This internal threat has manifested itself through the declarations of misguided quote-unquote priests and priestesses and pseudo-elders and elderesses within Afurakani, Afurai Kaitni ancestral religion and culture. However, your lies are now being exposed. You are being revealed to be agents of our enemy, and your days are numbered with single digits. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, develop a direct relationship with your own Nananom Nsamanfo, your Egungun, your Kuvita, your Mwo, your spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors, that they may reaffirm the truth that Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, has placed within your very Akra, your soul. It is only through this process that we will be able to consciously weed out not only the external threat to our existence, but also the internal threat to our existence. It is time for us to awaken from the coma which has allowed us to be fooled by orchestrated national and world crises developed by the whites and their offspring and perpetuated by Negroes who believe the lies. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Eneye Ma'okeru Da.